I'm not really sure where to start the shmooze, if we should start from the three-day Eish or the Rabbeinu Yaina. So let's start with the Rabbeinu Yaina, and then we'll go to the application to the three-day Eish. I'm not sure which way to go. Basically, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that you're supposed to be Hachmasa Meruba. So the question is, what does that mean? The first Rabbeinu Yaina brings a person that it means that you're some kind that you have a taiva for chachma more than you know. Not so clear. So then he asks a question. Yeah, that's the question. How is it possible? I just want to read the Rabbeinu Yaina. How is it possible that a person can have more ma'isim than his chachma? Because if you don't know, you can't do. So it's impossible. The Mishnah says you're supposed to have ma'isa merume chachma, so that's impossible. So he says, on the star in the second column, that the Mishnah is telling you an eitza toiva, a gevaldiga eitza, noa mukubalis. The Mishani Odea, person who doesn't know the whole Torah, about Yoiva Nafsho, should be lost because he's not able to do the mitzvahs. Sheyekabel al-Atzvah Lassos called Varmashi Gidir Achomim. He should mekabel, even though I don't know what it is yet, I'm mekabel to do everything that Chachomim is going to tell me. Vido Yosir Me'em Yamin Usmo. I'll do everything. Kasher Yoram. And I won't go to the right or the left. As soon as he makes such a kabbalah b'leiv shalem, the nevesh kafeitz, malav schar kilo kiyum kol mitzvahs. He's considered as if he fulfilled all the mitzvahs. Right? Sounds like he mamish. It's not like, I mean, it's a kiyilu, but it's still it's on a level of as if you did all the mitzvahs. Now, there is the Amru call Shemaisim Rubin Mechachmaso, Kiap Mishena Yodea, Vena Oisa, even though you're not doing, you don't know. Nikre Maisav, this call he has Maisim, Hashem Kiesho Schar Aleim Kido Osam. It's as if he did it in the Nea Kabbalah because of this Kabbalah. Came before Ishmael Rav Nosson, the time called Shemaisim Rubin Mechachmaso, Mechayem Hashem Arnasav and Nishma. That's shot in this week's Parsha. Shakdima Yisro Asiya Rishmiya. They said Nasa before Nishma. Poinem Lomer Nishma Venasa. They should have said the other round. Kikodesh Yichol Asa Maisa Shikim Nishma. Mashasa. Because logically, you have to first hear. And Shakibu Aleim Tchila Lasa was Koshir Tzavanem. Yishmael, they were mekabel to do before they heard it. Umiyad Kibu Sar Kido Asum. Okay. What does that mean? So Yomar, person shouldn't say, Eshan lachuzil v'kaimeno. I'll learn this and I'll keep it. Eshan kol tamo v'kaimeno. Go Yomar l'tzkaim v'achmosa. We'll say that he won't succeed. Kitzor tikin amidis chira v'akin tik v'achmosa miskayemes. Okay. My main shmuz is on the end, which is why I read it so quickly. I should want you people to know what it says. But basically, before we get to the end, Rabbeinu Yaina says an amazing chiddush, which is not the shmooze, because it's beferish from Rabbeinu Yaina, and I assume most people know this already. We said this many times, that if you make a real kabbalah to do something, so you get schar as if you did it, kilu, and you don't even have to know what you're being mekabel. You know, it's not just a person makes a kabbalah, I'm going to, and he knows what he's being mekabel, but a person says, listen, I'm going to do what's right for the next 10 years. I don't know what's coming my way, but whatever comes, I'll do it. Right? So you get schar as if you did it. It's an amazing thing. You already get schar. And if an oinus later and it comes and you don't do it, it still doesn't make a difference. You got the schar, kilu kiyum kol mitzvahs. So that's an amazing Rabbeinu Yaina. It's an amazing, he says it's an eitza taiva, which we always advocate this Eitzah for the Yom in the Rum, especially. Person makes a Kabbalah for the future years. Person makes it that, he gets already this Schar as if he did it. Okay. But I wanted to focus on the end of the Rabbeinu Yaina. The Rabbeinu Yaina is putting this into the Mishnah. So he says, a person who has Maisa Merubim Echachmaso, so I understand what that means. That means a person who made this amazing Kabbalah, he made up his mind. I don't know what the mitzvahs are. I didn't learn them yet. But whatever it is, whatever comes my way, I'm going to do it. Whatever the Rabbanim tell me to do, I'll do. Whatever my mission, you know, the yeshiva is going to give me a mission. Your mission is, I'll do it. I don't know what thy mission is, but I'll do it. I'm ready. I'm committed to do. I don't know what Hashem's orders for me are going to be. Obviously, I don't know the future. I don't know what the nisyanis I'm going to have, what my opportunities are going to be. But whatever they are, I'm ready to do, and I'm going to do it. So that's an amazing thing. You get ma'isa merubah mechachmaso, and then achmaso mitzkayemes. But the Mishnah also says the converse, that there's a achmaso merubah ma'isa of ein achmaso mitzkayemes. Okay, you don't get this amazing skula, this amazing skula that is as if you did all the mitzvahs. But what's pshat ein achmaso mitzkayemes? So Rabbeinu Yaina says that there's a var, that what does that mean? Kisara tikan amidas chida v'achraka chokmasa mitzkayemes. It's a very big chiddush that before, even if you're learning Torah, chokmasa means Torah, Torah can't be mitzkayemes without tikan amidas. Rabbeinu Yaina says this later again in the Mishnah Yud Zayin. There he says it may be a drop clearer. But the same basic thing, he says it also in Shari Tshuva. But basically what it means is, Chokhmah means Torah. And he's saying that Torah is a mystical thing. It's a mystical Kedusha Satira. And Torah cannot go on a person who doesn't have Tikkun Amidas. So your Torah won't remain. It can't remain on you. It can't really affect you. It can't really be part of you. Because there's a stira, you and Torah can't go together. You don't have tikkun amidas. So therefore, that's what it means at the end. Kol shech achmasa meru mech ma'isav, ein achmasa miskayemes, because he doesn't have proper midas. So that's also a chiddush, that a person with bad midas cannot have Torah. Okay. My question that I want to know is, it's a very ambiguous Rabbeinu Yaina. He says, Sorach tika midas tchira v'achar kach hachmasa miskayemes. What level of tika and midas are we referring to? You know, there's all kinds of levels of tika and midas. You know, you can just almost non-stop. You can have a person has horrible midas, medium midas, you know, almost perfect, 90% midas, you know, whatever. Basically, the question I really have is, let's read this last four lines. V'kol shechachmasa merubim ma'isav, shel yoymar, person shouldn't say, eshna halacha zu, I'll learn this halacha, v'kaymenu, and I'll keep it. Eshna ko atalmid, I'll learn all shas, v'kaymenu, and I'll keep it. V'imko yomar, not this kind of question. If he says such a thing, his chachma won't last. Why? So I do not understand, where is the lack of tikkun amidas? Guy sounds to me like a tzaddik. The guy says, Eshne ko atalmud akemena. That sounds pretty good. You know, I'm ready. I'm going to learn. He doesn't say, see what I thought, what I would have thought he would have said, is the guy says, I'll learn ko atalmud, and then I'll see. I'll play it by ear. I'll decide then. After I learn, I'll decide if I like it or not. If I like it, I'll do it. If I don't like it, I won't do it. Okay, that I could hear. Maybe that's a pigam in midas, that you're ready. You're not ready. You're ready saying that I might not keep what I learned. But this guy's not saying that. This guy's saying, I'll learn everything and I'll do it. It sounds to me like a tzaddik. Where in the world does Rabbeinu Yaina get that this person has a chisarin in tikkun amidas to the point that it can't be hachmasa miskayemes? Where's the lack of midas? That was basically the problem that I did not understand. Ben Yonah is saying that this saying, Eshne Koa Talmud Vekaimenu, is it won't work because he wasn't. Obviously has a begam in his midas. So what I think, I'm not sure, thought about this, I think a nice amount. What it sounds to me is that it's not that he's thinking something wrong, it's what he's not thinking. He's not thinking the first thing. Now there is a first person has already made a gaboa before he learns. He said, I'm already signed the dotted line. He already committed himself. I'm doing everything, I'm making a gaboa that whatever, I'm making the gaboa now for later. The second person, he's not ready to, he's planning. He's going to learn, and he assumes, yeah, for sure, when I learn it and I'll know it, I'll do it. You know, avada. That's the normal thing. Of course, I'm not going to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's not so enthusiastic that he's ready now to make, in other words, there's a difference. He's lacking the first person. The first person already... And he's, and if you look on the top of the page, again, first column, he's already being mekabel on himself to do it before he learned. Shekiblu aleim, he says, Pshad and Nasa v'nishma, just a few lines before. Shekiblu aleim t'chila lazlos koshir tzavenem v'yishmu. In other words, the first person, he's so enthusiastic about that he's going to do that he's already envisioning. He's already being mekabo. He's already. It's like you, before you get the money, you spent it already. You know, I'm so confident that I'm going to get the money, and I'm so enthusiastic. I heard I'm going to get $1 million, and it's guaranteed. And I'm so excited about the $1 million I'm going to get that I'm already spending it all. Before I get the $1 million, I already bought the house and I spent it all. I spent every penny of my $1 million I didn't get yet. Because I'm so confident and I'm so excited about it. I mean, I'm not going to wait till I get it to spend it. Why shouldn't I spend it now already? I got it already. I'm so excited. I got $1 million. The second person is over like a tame person. I'm not spending. First, I gotta get it, and then I'll spend it. Yeah, I'm confident. I'm sure I'm gonna get it. But that's why I don't spend it until I get it. He's a much more. He's not as excited. He's not as perhaps committed. He's planning. Yeah, I'm gonna learn, and then I'll do. Yeah, for sure. But he's not on that level in enthusiasm of commitment. That he's already committed himself, you know, in his mind. I'm spending the 14 years in yeshiva and 50 years in our buses, Torah. And he hasn't already, and things that I don't know, he hasn't accepted everything. When the time comes, I'm sure I'll do it. I'm sure I'll rise to the occasion. I don't have any doubts. But he's not making that commitment. So what you see, what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, I think it's a very big chiddush, that is the level. It's not just that you're supposed to have that level. If you have that level of commitment, you get the amazing schus of Nasa v'nishma, and you get scar as if you did it already. But if you don't have that level, it's a certain pigam in your midas. It's a taina on you. There's a certain taina. Okay, now my assumption is that it's not the biggest taina. You know, it sounds like a very hard madrega. You know, I would think that this madrega that a guy says I'm going to learn and then I'll do is pretty good, but it's not the highest madrega. So what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, if we make an inference, is that when he says at the end of the piece that Torah cannot be for the, you need tikkun amidas in order for Torah to exist. He's talking about tikkun amidas on a very high madrega. Right? In other words, I'm assuming that this pigam is not some grubba pigam. Fakir, it's a very dakistic of pigam. We would view this person as a tzaddik. A person goes in and says, Eshne ko atara vekaimenu, I would think we should give him the gold medal for being the tzaddik ador. And yet, in Rabbeinu Yoina's perspective, obviously, rightfully so, there's still a little bit of a pigam, because he's not really committing himself now. And that pigam is called that he's lacking tikkun amidas, and therefore his hachmasa not miskayemes, which means that when the Rabbeinu Yoina says this chiddush, he says befeirish, that Torah can't be miskayemes to the highest level, whatever, with a person who does not have tikkun amidas, it's mukhruch mineyu beif Rabbeinu Yoina that we're not talking about that the guy's a grubba bal gaiva, that the guy's an ace of a rasha. We're talking about a person who's on a relatively high madrega. Right? That's basically what the point I'm trying want to make. Is that Rabbeinu Yoina says at the last line of Chiddush that for Torah to be work, I assume it's proportionate. It's not all or nothing. It's degrees. But he says to really be kind of Torah, so that Chachmasam is Kayemes, you have to have Tikkun Amidas. So what you see, it's so I would have thought, if I would just read Rabbeinu Yoina Kipshuto, okay, that doesn't relate to me. Because I basically have nice midas. I'm basically a nice person. Okay, I have a little chisaron here, a little chisaron there, but I basically have a good midas. When Rabbeinu Yoina means in a person who's a Rasha Marusha, a person in Ace of a Rasha, a person who's a Baal Daiva, he thinks all day, he daydreams about killing people and murdering people, and he actually kills people and murders people. So by him, His rishis, Torah and rishis don't go together. So his chachmas is not miskayemet. But someone like me, who's basically a nice guy, who's sincere, who tries, I'm basically a good person. So, okay. So for me, this doesn't apply. Of course, Torah some miskayemet. I have to worry that I still don't have Torah miskayemes. But what you see from Rabbeinu Yoina is obviously it's not all or nothing. But to some extent, that Torah cannot be miskayemes because there's a begam in your midas. There's also a begam in midas. It's not that's also a gather of ain't Torah miskayemes. Okay, what's the relevance? It is a very, to go back to the other page, it's a very fascinating story here. There's a sefer here called Sri Deyesh. Sri Deyesh is a very, very fascinating sefer. In the fourth chedek of Sri Deyesh, he has some very beautiful pieces about the Bali Musar, etc. They're not just stories, they're like very amkistika pieces, an analysis of the Bali Musar. So this piece was, he was writing about Rav Itzala. And he tells a story that Rav Itzala was, being that he was so committed to Musar, so he went to Volozhin to go ahead and try and convince the people in Volozhin to incorporate Musar in the Seder Yeshiva. And he basically brought a proof that Torah is not enough, because Chazal say that a person should try and fight with Yetzirah. If it doesn't work, he should learn Torah. If it doesn't work, he should remember Yom HaMisa. So Yom HaMisa is a form of Musar. It's not Torah. It's focusing on Misa, on the Musar application of the Misa. So we see from the Chazal that there is such a thing, that sometimes Torah doesn't work, and you need something else. Okay? So he basically quoted that. So it says that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik answered back that, basically it sounds like what Rav Chaim is answering, that you're right. Sometimes Musa Torah doesn't work, and then you need Yom HaMisa, but those are for the people who are sick, you know, a person who is sick, so he needs. And then he said, if you look at the end, it's very nice. He says, Moshe Ma Dover Daimeh. He said, Rav Chaim, this is the point Rav Chaim said. About five lines from the bottom of the first column. There's a person who has stomach problems. Noisel Shemin Kik. Shemin Kik is oil from a Kikoyan plant. I do not know what a Kikoyan is, Kikoyan Diyana, but we'll say it's like the modern day equivalent of cod liver oil. Obviously, some oil doesn't taste so good. That's considered very healthy. But if you take a healthy person and you give him this oil, he'll get sick. He'll go into bed. So he says, Hinenu bivalajin, in Valajin, that's where Rav Chaim was. Hinenu barashan briyim. We're healthy people. Bin nefesh v'guf. V'oitzim b'toyra. V'ein anu srikim shemen kik. We don't need this bitter shemen kik. We have Torah. Im chokli kovna v'kam. So if it's after Yisrael, so I'll meet them if they're sick. And they're mukhrochem lishto samimorim, and they have to take bitter medicines. Yishtu. I'm not going to stop them. If they're sick and they have to take some bitter medicine, go ahead. As much as they want to drink. But don't invite me to join them. Right? Right? Very cute. He says, we're healthy. We're fine. We don't need this cod liver oil. You're sick. You got to drink this disgusting, this medicine. So, but don't invite other people to join you. You drink it. You drink it. It's your problem. But what do you want from me? So, that's what he said. The Rav Chaim said. So the three day age continues, and then that's the end of the story. It's quoted by says he brings Rav Yosha Bir quoted this said this story. So he says in this story, it doesn't tell us what Rav Itzhak answered back, because the story is written from being quoted from Brisker sources. So we don't know what Rav, the story makes Rav Chaim win, which, okay, maybe he did. But they don't tell us what Rav Itzhak said back. So he says that he once heard Rav Itzhak relate to this story without quoting the story. He was in his house in Simchas Torah, and Rav Yitzchak said that Umasha Amru. It's about the line before the till here. Umasha Amru Barasi Yisara Barasi Torah Tavlin Niskavnu the Torah Sam Musar Osekas Melchemes Adam Im Yitzchak. In other words, Rav Chaim was saying we don't need the Musar part because we have Torah. And Chazal clearly say that Torah is a medicine by itself. It says, Gufa, when Chazal said Torah is a medicine, they were referring to the Musar part of Chazal, of Torah. Now, Zeno Chinami, Yom HaMisa, that's something else. That's the Shemen Kik. Okay, I'll grant you. But even when Chazal said that Torah fights the Yetzirah, it didn't mean Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. It meant only the Musar part. That's how he says is Rav Yisrael's answer to Rav Chaim. The by Musar's answer to Rav Chaim, which is very daichik, right? In other words, the Gemara says Parasa Yetzara Parasa Yetzara Tavlin. Everybody in the whole world learns Pshat that this is a mystical koyach Torah, that Torah fights the Yetzara. That's the standard Pshat. That is a special mystical koyach of Torah, that Torah fights the Yetzer. Says the Sri Deish, that's what Rav Chaim quoted. Rav Chaim says, we sin in Volozhin, we learn all day. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Tavim. So what do we need Musar for? He says, what is Rav Yisrael's answer, Rav Itzel's answer? That you got Rom Shan in the Gemara. When the Gemara said, Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Tavim, the Gemara wasn't referring to standard learning Torah, was only referring to the Torah that deals with parts of Musar. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say Barasi. Most of Torah, according to that, is not a Tavlin. person can spend a month in a sugya in Baba Kama and not get Barasa Yesara, Barasa Yitara Tafna, according to this pshat. It only if you learn certain parts of Torah do you get Barasa Yesara, Barasa Yitara Tafna. Okay? That's Rav Itzla answered. The truth is that this is quoted in the Geras HaMusar, Rav Yisrael Salanter, and Rav Yisrael Salanter himself seems to give this answer. And in the footnotes, it's not the footnotes in this, or Yisrael HaShalem, it brings here that Rav Naftali Amsterdam says that here Rav Yisrael gave a different answer. That no, that even, but okay, it's not for now because it's a little late, but a different answer where Barasi Yitzar, Barasi Torah Tavim could mean all learning, but still, because he says something just quickly that the Chazal was only referring to a person who learns 24/7, and we don't learn 24/7, so we can't rely on the Barasi Yitzar, Barasi Torah Tavim. So I would just say, I think it's just very nice. And in light of Rabbeinu Yonah, we have another answer. In other words, there are two answers to defend the Bari Musar. We have Rav Itzla's answer that when it said Barasi Yitzar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, it was only speaking about the Chedek of Torah, of which it refers to Musar. You have Rav Amsterdam's answer that it only works if you're learning 24/7. But I would say Rabbeinu Yonah is a third answer. That even Rav Chaim agreed, if you're sick, you gotta take the shemen kick. But who's called sick? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that you need tikkun midas tchila. The Torah doesn't work without tikkun midas. You wanna use Barasa Yetzara, Barasa Yetzara Tavin, but you can't have Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah says to have real Torah, you need tikkun midas tchila. You can't get Torah without Tikkun HaMidas Chida. So you can't get Barasi. You want to get Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, but that if you don't have Tikkun HaMidas, then the Torah won't be a Tavlin because you can't get the Torah. Now, so and so I assume Rav Chaim would have said, yeah, okay, Einachinami, that you need Tikkun HaMidas before you can have Torah, but that's why I have Tikkun HaMidas. We all have Tikkun HaMidas. We're not the Ace of Arasha. But so I'm saying, if you learn in light of the way I think it's Mukhl from Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Tikkun HaMidas that he's referring to is Tikkun HaMidas on a very high Madrega, so then it does make sense you have to work on Musar. In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, and it also goes on, I should have photocopied on the other Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that Derech Eretz comes before Torah. If you don't have Derech Eretz, you don't have Torah. It's also the Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos. I forgot the Lashon. I'm sorry. Let me get the exact Lashon. It's Perek Tes, Mishnah, Perek Gimo, Mishnah Yud Zayin, but this one might be different lettering. It's here in this one, it's Chafaf. Imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says here the same thing. Imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. That because he said that's maybe it's a little bit clearer. That pshat is because you can't have Torah without proper midas. So that's the same thing. So I'm saying, so Rav Chaim would have probably said, yeah, of course, Enochinami, it says Imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. But that level of Derech Eretz means a simple Derech Eretz. But if our Pshadiyak and Rabbeinu Yonah is correct, that even a person who says, Eshne ko atamid vekaimenu, is a certain level, he has to work on Tikkun HaMidas. Because before he can get his Chachmasa, he got to work on Tikkun HaMidas. So that means that he has to work on Musar. Because he has to work on Tikkun HaMidas. It doesn't mean to say, I'm not Chas V'Shalom saying that the Torah doesn't work at all. But the Torah can't work fully. So the person who's on this high madrega, that's another way we're trying to say is as follows, is that even a person who's on a high level of Torah cannot rely solely on Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yonah says that to get Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin totally, you have to have total Tikkun HaMidas. It's proportionate, at least, to the level of your Tikkun HaMidas. If you don't have proper Tikkun HaMidas, you can't get Torah, and then if you don't have Derech Eretz, there's no Torah. So you have to learn the chedek of Torah that deals with the derech eretz, so that you can get derech eretz. You got to first learn midas. You got to first be misakin your midas. How are you misakin your midas? You can't be misakin your midas with baba kama. First, you have to have tikkun midas, and then the Torah can be chal, at least to some extent. So therefore, you got to take the chedek of Torah, which deals with tikkun midas, be misakin your midas, and then when you learn the Torah will be barasi yesara barasi Torah tavlin. Now, there's a person can have perfect midas and still have a yetzahara, have a taiva for certain things. I'm a human being. So then we say, barasi yetzahara, barasi tara tavlin. But kol zman, you haven't gotten your midas fixed. You can't rely solely on barasi yetzahara, barasi tara tavlin, because you can't have Torah totally. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, it would seem to me, it would be a mikor. Again, you know, to prove, I don't want to say it against Rav Chaim. Maybe Rav Chaim was on the Madrega, and that will be not Machleika said. Then even Rav Chaim was on the Madrega of total Tikkun Amidus. Okay, so he maybe didn't need Musar. But even Rav Chaim, according to this pshat, even Rav Chaim would agree that your average yeshiva bacher today, who does not have perfect Tikkun Amidus, he would agree that he has to learn Musar, because without Musar, you cannot say, without the Tikkun HaMidas, you cannot say, Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Tara Tavlin.